Iraq today. Another American soldier was killed today in Iraq. No other details have been released. This comes just 2 days after 5 U.S. soldiers were killed in Baghdad when rockets hit their barracks in Camp Loyalty on Monday. Hilla, Iraq, yesterday. An explosive charge detonated against a U.S. Army patrol in western Iraq's province of Babel on Tuesday, but losses were not reported, a Babel security source said. He added that the American forces, quote, began to shoot in the air, and eyewitnesses said they saw columns of smoke coming out from the venue of the explosion. Baghdad, Iraq, today. Roadside bomb hit a police patrol, wounding 4 people in central Baghdad's Qurrata district, an Interior Ministry source reported. Khyber Agency, Pakistan, yesterday. At least 7 oil tankers supplying fuel to NATO forces in Afghanistan were destroyed in a bomb blast near Torkham border. The vehicles were parked in a parking lot near the border when a magnetically attached bomb planted at a tanker exploded in the afternoon. The blast caused a huge fire, burning down 6 other oil tankers parked in the area. Quote, the fire was so huge that it was impossible for us to control it on time, said one firefighter. Pakistan, today. Another U.S. drone strike in North Waziristan killed 23 people, mostly low-level Taliban officials, according to Pakistani security officials. Mr. Barack Obama, nobody has ever been able to govern Afghanistan. You didn't kill Osama bin Laden with a drone strike, and the only thing U.S. troops are doing in Iraq is exposing themselves to attack. Now's the time to call it a day, pull the plug, and bring all the troops home before, instead of after, even one more ends up with life-ruining wounds or in yet another flag-draped casket.